Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program on BBS Radio. Today's the last Monday of the month, so it's October 31st, 2011. And we'll start off with an emotional healing for people. So just think of a situation that you had. We'll take away that one event from you to maybe give you a little more peace. So you have to think of something naturally, because if you don't think of something, then the light ship, the light beings cannot do any healing with you. Everything is perfect. And they don't judge anything, so you have to judge yourself to have a healing. So think of one thing and one situation that you had. And you may have a chapter heading of, you know, 1,000 or more of these, but we can only clear one of these right now. So just think of one that maybe you get upset with when you think about it. Your stomach kind of churns. You get angry. It could be something from the far distant past. Maybe it's maybe when your mother, if she used diapers on you, if you're older, you know, maybe she stuck you with a pin and you didn't like it. And that would make give you some pain, and you would not like your mother to have pins. So that's another judgment. But maybe the newer babies, you know, they had the Velcro type little tabs on them. But anyway, I don't know when they changed that, but I think I had the pins on the diapers. So here we go. So think of that one situation. Here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll do a one for feeling body. And again, here we go. Feeling body, stronger. Releasing that, getting some energy here. So I'll release that with stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we're going to do a mental body. I don't always do mental body clearings, but that's very, very important, especially if you're in your head quite a bit. A lot of people are very mental, and they wonder why they have mind chatter a lot and repetitive thoughts. So let's do a mental clearing. This will help to balance your left and right brain also. Here we go. Mental clearing. Think of a situation that your mind is, in a sense, tormenting you with the thoughts that keep recycling. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there. Annika, are you there?
Yes, I'm out here. Thank you for being on, everyone, and welcome to Monday's show with the Creation Lightship and Ron. So today is an interesting day, isn't it? And I actually see somebody already, Camille, is commenting that she does not enjoy seeing real ghouls hiding in humans coming out to celebrate openly on this Hallows Eve today. And she's asking if you can please clear the ghouls connecting through possessed humans in costumes.
I'm not hearing you, Annika.
Oh, you didn't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
So Camille was asking, can you please clear the ghouls connecting through possessed humans in costumes?
Okay. So, yeah, that's an interesting concept, so thank you. So, in case somebody's wondering what's happening with that, since we have Halloween tonight, if you do put on a costume, very possibly the entities out there, which you could call ghouls, are going to come into that person to portray what kind of costume they have. So to make it real simple, we'll say you see somebody in a pirate suit. So what's going to come into them? Probably a pirate from the long distance past here, and maybe more of them. So they can actually take on these entities to come with that person, because they're dressed up as a pirate. And then we can look at maybe somebody is wearing a skeleton suit, and I would hate to think what would come into them. That would be pretty weird to have energies of bones come into them. But maybe somebody is like a vampire or a witch, which would be very, very bad because they could get possessed. I was talking to one lady just to switch it a little bit. She has mentioned about her dog went to the vet and had a shot because they're working on the dog's teeth to clean them. And the dog now is not responding and the way it used to. So she has a different dog right now. So that's pretty strange. But that can happen. Entities can come into anything. So let's do a clearing now. And if you know somebody or even yourself that maybe has maybe been to a party at work or something, you may want to have that cleared out of you if you're wearing costumes. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Wow, so that's really interesting. Having kids that go out in costumes today, I wish I could discourage them from doing that. But how can we possibly protect those ones that are going out there? Is there any way, Ron?
Not really. It's their own consciousness that's going to draw stuff to them. So
is it more if they get more scared?
It's a personal thing
for
the people.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is that, you know, you can't really do a blanket healing on everybody. Everybody's responsible for their own life here and what they choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just the way it is. It's free will, free choice. And if people do want to turn to darkness or to wear maybe a costume of a witch or something, thinking that's kind of cool, they will bring witch energies right into their body. And if that witch likes them, you know, they could be drawing somebody in for their whole lifetime after this year. That is factual. I'm not saying that everybody who has a witch costume would be doing that, but whatever you're bringing into yourself because you're attempting to role-play that particular being, that can happen to you. And those entities can come into you. These are, remember, emotional bodies of people who have passed on. And maybe they wait for this time of the year every year to have fun with people. But remember, if they like you and they don't leave you, then you can have this particular energy entities inside of your body. And that could be very negative. That's why you don't want to do stuff that can bring you and cause you harm. Remember, everything outside of yourself can possibly do that. That's why you need to stay inside of yourself and be heart-centered. So back to you, Annika.
So if somebody goes out there, how could that possibly play out then? If you've been out there and something attached to you, let's say you were dressed up as a ghost or something, or whatever, skeleton, or, you know, there's lots of different dead brides or whatever it is. How could we see that? Would it show right away in a person, or would it be after a while? What could possibly happen?
Well, the entity comes in, then the entity will normally stay if it likes you. Remember, there's no way to have any safeguards for that, because entities, as we know, do body hop from people to people. They can body hop just by shaking hands or hugging somebody. You all know that, I'm sure. You hug somebody or go into a room and the room feels like it has bad vibrations, or the person you want to, like, not really get too close to, it's because they're having some energy inside of their body that you may not like. So naturally, if you shake their hand or something, or hug them, having physical body contact, right away you could bring that energy to you. And these things body hop from one person to the next. And then they also bring in a lot of the emotional baggage from the other person, too. That can happen. And
yeah, so it might not even be that obvious, right? It could
be obvious at all, but you may start acting weird and having maybe different hobbies or a different routine in your life, because that entity, if it's very strong and gets more into your routine of life here, then it can actually cause you harm, like addictions.
So one of the, I think, recommended clearings on the website, creationlightship.com, is the entity clearing that Ron is kind of referring to there. And if you go to recommended healings and scroll down, it's the fourth one underneath there. So that's a whole lifetime clearing that can help you then if you do upgrade to an unlimited. You can use that for, you know, any day that we move forward in time. So it's a really, really good clearing. So Marcy was asking, so What about actors who play a bad guy or something? Do they possibly have?
Yeah. If you notice, some particular movie stars will actually play the same type of character, and that's probably because either that's stored inside of them and they like doing that, or more entities come in to make them better at that particular type of acting. So that's kind of like role-playing, like I said, or you have people that are actors and they have to change from one person or one personality type to another, and they definitely can bring in entities. What we could do is, since today's show is after my workshop that I had here in New York on Thursday and the expo the previous week, maybe we could have people call in who was at the expo who actually had a clone healing done. That was quite interesting, as I did quite a few of these for people. And I think we probably worked, I think most people probably had, if they went to all the lectures, maybe six different timelines released from one particular issue, which, you know, is kind of really helpful at the time. So if anybody wants to call in who've experienced that, and we could talk about seeing the people that I was working with, that would be quite neat. What we can do also, if you want to get plants, everybody, I'll do a plant clearing for clones. Remember, your plants are a clone just like you would be, because the clone energies are all here. Everything around you would be a clone representation of the real now moment here. And you can actually see your plants actually change before your eyes. So it is quite something to watch this here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika. Maybe you can see if there's any questions on the fast chat there. And we'll wait for a caller to call in.
I saw George Johnson here was asking and saying, you know, I hope I'm not asking too much. And no, you're not. So definitely, if you want to call in, I think George is down in Sydney, Australia, is running there. So for you who want to call in, we're on Station 1. We'd love to hear from you. And
I think it's the 888 number that they need to call in on.
The free number that's for free, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And if you just look below the fast chat there, you will see those. It's for Station 1 today. So I actually don't really, well, Marcy's asking, or the trick-or-treaters who see the not-so-great costumes, then what? Okay, maybe I am not understanding what you're asking there.
Well, I think he's probably referring to if somebody sees, like,
if you see someone, a
bizarre person dressed up, maybe there's somebody there with a sword sticking through their body, you will say with blood coming out or something. Everybody has different ways of expressing themselves at parties and trick-or-treating. And how that's going to affect you. Well, it could trigger something in your DNA, and your body might recognize it. And if it does that, very possibly you could have a body reaction to it. I don't know if it would really bring an entity to you, but it would awaken your DNA as an experience that you may have had. Maybe somehow you were in maybe some battle, you know, where they had, you know, a lot of knives and things, you know. Maybe you were a pirate or something, or maybe you were typically in one of the wars, maybe like World War One, where they had a lot of bayonets and stuff, and you might see that for the first time, and you could be even young and seeing it, and that could trigger your DNA, and you could very possibly start having a physical problem because that DNA gets activated in you, and you could wonder now for your whole lifetime why you have a pain going through your ribs or something, or why you have your lung hurting or something like that, because the body will recognize that as a cellular memory gets activated in your DNA. So basically, I guess the question would be, is it harmful to you to see things that are grotesque or, you know, things like that? And I would say, yeah, it will trigger your DNA. That's what could happen.
All right.
I'm not saying that it will happen, but it is a possibility because you're awakening something in yourself. Your body will recognize that. And that can go along with unexplained fears that people have about things. They don't know where the fear comes from. But the fear is there, and that's because it's stored in your DNA, and your body gets upset. It may not be your spirit doing it, it's your body. Remember, your body is what you're living in. That's your holy temple. So what has your body went through in past lives? And it will recognize similar situations. So back to you, Annika.
All right. And if you're calling from elsewhere and you want to call in, you can just call the United States, which is a 1, and then it's 530-413-4522. That's, for instance, line 4. So just giving you that extra number. So I think George is having a bit of a problem how to access the phone lines, but I'm not sure if that's what you're asking. So just wanted to mention, and I saw a few comments here. Mika was saying, feeling some interesting funky energies this Hallows Day, and she or he feeling massive chills going up left side of head. Thanks, Ron. And so I'm thinking that was probably from the emotional healing, the feeling body clearing, and the mental body clearing samples that you did when we first started, because that was a while ago. So thank you for commenting on that. And I wanted to mention, too, that if you do feel these clearings, it's usually a good indication that you want to do the whole lifetime one. So if you're interested in any of those clearings, go again to thecreationlightship.com, and you can search for a clearing by putting in that into the search engine there. You can just, it's up the top or underneath a list of our online healing. So then you can put in emotional, feeling, or mental there and press on the button go, and it will take you to where you can access those clearings. All right, so...
Everybody has your plant ready? You have your plants in front of you?
All right.
So here we go. Just watch your plant, and what we're going to do is, remember, it's cloned, because everything that you're seeing around you is a representation, a facsimile of true life that's here. Remember, you're looking at a movie scene. We're going to make the plant real in your movie scene. Here we go. So you can even hold your plant if you wish. And what you're going to find each time I take a cloned energy out of it, as one leaves, another one will come in. And you may find the plant's leaves or whatever you're looking at, the flowers that could move a little bit up or down, left or right. And you're going to start seeing more life come into your plant itself, because we are bringing back the spirit of the plant into your plant. So here we go. First clone coming out. First one out. Second clone plant out. Third clone plant out. Fourth out. Fifth out. Sixth out. 7 out, 8 out, 9 out, 10 out, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Boy, some have a lot of clones in them. 22, 23, 24, 25. There we go, 25. And now we're going to bring in the true energy of the plant. So it'll be real on this timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So this clearing will not work on the archives. It'll just work live for the people listening right now. And look at your plant. If you want to call in or type in on the fast chat how your plant is looking, a lot of times once they become real, your whole room will be filled with life force energy from that plant. And it's just amazing what actually happens. And it could be building also. It may feel much stronger maybe in 10 minutes than what it does right now. But most people will actually see a wonderful glow around their plants. And they will look real versus being an artificial plant, which will be a clone plant, a replica. So back to you, Annika.
So for someone who might be listening to the first time, Ron, maybe we can do a little recap on what is that? What is the clone energies, and where is that coming from, and what's that all about?
Well, whenever you get abducted, which everything here basically is an abduction process, when you become abducted, then the darkness has to create the same scene that you're looking at with your eyes. And so everything is identical to what it was before. And the people living here, the humans, along with the plants too, but we'll just talk about humans now. You have multiple timelines that you're on. The New Age metaphysics will talk about you're a multidimensional being. So that's one way to look at it, is that you are out in multi-dimensions, okay? And so you could be out in, 10,000 timelines. Remember, they abduct you through your emotions. And what particular emotion are you using right now or you have used in the past today? And when they abduct you, then a clone comes in your place. And how long is that clone going to be there, or that those lifetimes, parallel lifetimes? And it could be a lot. So what I'm basically understanding is that most people are only real here probably about 2 hours a month. And the other times that you're here, you're somebody else. You're actually a replica looking like you. And that's why your plant changed instantly here, because we took out the energy of the replica cloned energies from the plant. So as you become more real here, each time you do a clone healing, which you'll be having on the website within a month here, you're going to be bringing more of your spirit energy back. And also, the energy from your body, which is also a spirit energy. And that will be attaching, connecting to your skeleton system. And that stays here, and everything else connects to that. So the clones need your skeleton to bring forth the energy of the clone at your particular landing point, we'll say your GPS of where your body is located. And everything around you then is probably designed after that and is calculated, and they create a false life for everybody. So everybody that you look at will be a clone unless they have a clearing that I'm putting on the website here. And once you have a clearing and you do one of the timelines, then all of a sudden a little part of you becomes more real attached to your bones. And the more you have, the more real you're going to be. And that's kind of the way it is. So I would say everybody has probably about 100,000 clones that visit them maybe throughout the month here on various timelines. So if you're having one timeline where you're really, really happy, that's one particular timeline. Another one could be when you're sad. Another one could be when you're angry. Another one could be, when you, are dealing with your feelings, you get your feelings hurt. Another one could be anger. There's all different types of emotional energies that they attach you to. Like I mentioned before, you have fear. So what are you afraid of? Afraid of driving a car? Afraid of walking outside in the rain? Are you afraid of maybe using a knife? Are you afraid of painting a strange dog? Are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of this, afraid of that? Well, these are all individual, separate timelines, which you could be on 100 or more of those during that process of being on that one major heading of the timeline. So you have to figure out, for yourself what your fears are, we'll say. And then you can start clearing them out to become human, to become real here on the real timeline that exists here. Otherwise, you're not going to be who you think you are. And this is why everybody changes personality sometime. And why maybe someday you wake up and you feel really good about yourself, and other days you may not. So the whole process is, who are you, and are you real? And if you don't have the clone clearing, it will be a clone being in your place. So, and that's the whole nuts and bolts of it, because mm-hmm. you can never ascend by being a clone. That's why I came here to help people. So now we're dealing with clones, which I've seen for the last, couple years. And it's quite interesting to have people comment and to watch them as they physically change, as their body jerks and their face changes. They will have maybe rounder cheeks, smoother skin. Their skin, once you're real, will have a lot of moisture in it. It'll be real versus being some kind of like plastic material that is cloned, from the darkness to represent you. So the people here are replicas. And then there are also real, real clones that do not have a spirit in their body. And they're a copy of something engineered in some laboratory, and they come up here and they do look real. They bleed, they have internal organs, but they're not created from the light. So back mm-hmm. to you, Annika.
And so a lot of interesting comments here, for instance, about the plants that you just did a sample on. That sounds, by the way, like a fantastic clearing. I can't wait to have that one and wait to hear more about it, what everybody is experiencing with that. So back to what Lewis was saying, which is often seen when I've seen you do these samples, Ron, that there's a kind of something shifts or something changes or there's some movement or something during the removal of the clone and bringing in the real one. So Lewis was asking if anybody else noticed that there was some movement in the plant. He said it was like a hit by a gust of wind. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, they will change. Remember, the dark side has to take the plant away. It's kind of look at it as, you know, maybe you're looking into a window in a store, and you're seeing mannequins there, okay? And you're the person in charge of changing the clothes on the mannequins. And so the dark side stops time because they're in charge and control time here, and they give us the time to live in. And so we'll just say that you're in charge now of fixing this mannequin. So all of a sudden, you take the clothes off the mannequin, maybe the wig and everything else on the mannequin and the shoes, and then you're told that you have to put it back on again. So now you have to figure out how it goes back on to that mannequin. And normally they will have a way to do that. They can compare the old versus the new, because remember, the clones are able to look at the previous clone. But they're not always completely... 100% correct in detail. So, you might find, in fact, we have people talking about this too off and on who know about abductions. They wake up at night and they wonder how come their covers are turned 90 degrees on their bed or something, or why the bottom's at the top. Well, it's the same process. They put you back, but sometimes maybe the person in charge of putting you in bed correctly or whatever just did a poor job. They weren't paying attention to details. So, yeah, you probably could see the plant move, and also you could see the body change. So if you ever, had that experience to where you had clothes on and you look down at your clothes and you wonder, gee, how come my clothes are all wrinkled? Well, it could be because maybe they were taken off and they put a different pair of pants on you or a blouse or whatever that wasn't exactly like the other one. Maybe the fabric is different. And most people don't understand what happened. They just think something is weird because the mind will not be able to discern what actually happened. You don't have that reasoning power. But, things will move. And so what happens is if you saw your plant move, it's because they didn't probably position it in the exact location as the last clone. So what happens is it's kind of like having a vending machine and you pull the handle and the new clone pops out. We destroy the old one, and then each time that handle was pulled, when I moved the clone out of you, a new one comes in place of you. And the alien races then are in charge of each particular clone. It could be the same alien race or different ones. And I would say more than likely it's a different alien race because they're just waiting to come in because they're time-sharing your body, your bones. And so they're able to live their life through you and cause you emotional situations, emotional harm, with the emotions, sadness, fear, anger, whatever they're going through, to steal your energy. And that's their theme that they want to use on you to take your energy from you. So they'll find out some way to do that. And one that you're really prone to doing all the time is what they're going to be abducting you with and give you that same problem over and over again because it's predictable for you. So that's why you want to have, you need to have the emotional whole lifetime clearing and then get the unlimited so that you won't be abducted as much. No emotions, you probably won't be able to be abducted. So, because that way they can't, if you don't have any emotions, they can't connect to your DNA with past life stuff because there's no way to energize that energy. It's just dormant then. But when you get energized through an emotion, then that also energizes your DNA in you and then you start bringing up more stuff from your ancestors, since they're stored inside of your body, since they created you, basically. And you're living their lifetime, and all their emotions are coming forth into your lifetime now. So how much more do you have to go through to finally understand that you need to have an emotional clearing? And the clones keep, they're a prey on you for these particular situations that you're going through. So that's what they live on, is your emotional traumas and energies. And it doesn't matter if it's happy, sad, it's the same thing. It's still an energy form. So if the energy is negative or positive, makes no difference. It's energy. And that's what they need somehow, along with your spirit energy, to do that, to steal it from you, because they start stealing energies. So back to you, Annika.
All right. Tonya was mentioning, actually, a good one, another clearing, which helps with trick-or-treaters, she says. She's been running space clearing and don't have any problems with trick-or-treaters. They don't seem to even want to come to house. So that's a good one. Another clearing that you can find on the website, and there's lots of information on the website. So you could put in, I'm pretty sure you can just put in space, and that clearing will come up. Shannon has a question, and it's a lot of energies that comes through this. So she's asking, how does all the Halloween events and satanic rituals affect the whole, as in all of us?
Well, once the energy pool is awakened, it could attach to us some way. It's out there, so it's more active. I would imagine if you hear something like on the TV, I'm sure that they're talking about Halloween parties, or even on the radio advertising different places that may have these events, you know, the haunted house, et cetera. So once you hear about something, that's an energy pool that could attach to you, even if you don't go to it. So we do have like a media clearing on the website there to get rid of that stuff also. As you start hearing these things, that could be possible in your life. Remember, if you go to a location that does have like a haunted house and it's advertised, what's going to be there in the invisible? You know, everything that's in that haunted house is going to be there in a spirit form as an entity, because that's their hangout. And, you know, that's kind of what people talk about when they talk about haunted houses anyway. People who do the ghost busting or whatever will say, you know, you've seen things on TV where they look for these haunted houses, and, you know, they normally can figure out that maybe somebody died there or this ghost is there because of a certain reason. And that's what happens. So you're drawing all these things to you just by going to the event. Even if you're just outside, once you get notified of it and you go there, put an effort out of some sort and get connected to the energy, you are going to be on that train ride. And you're not going to get off till you go home, and what's coming home with you in your car. So that's the whole process. Just by going to these things as an innocent bystander, or you're taking your kids to this event or whatever, they will have these things attached to them because they're you know, able and willing to do this event. So that's kind of the way it is, you know. In a sense, it's kind of like people who I would imagine, like in the older days, you know, you see it on cowboy movies and stuff. You have the person having the gallows up there, you know, and they want to hang a crook or somebody, you know, or a horse thief or something. And they hang this person, and there's, you know, maybe 200 people in the town watching it. And they just think that that energy is only being done by the person who actually, you know, has the rope in their hand or whatever they do, kick the horse off from underneath somebody. But they're actually involved with it just as much as the person killing the person. So all that energy goes back to them also. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you're doing. If you're involved with it anyway, energetically, which is the mind energy, remember the mind is the darkness, you will be attached to it. So you may want to do, if you're going to these events listening, or your children come home, you probably want to get on the website and do a space clearing. That's to clear out your house. from energies that maybe your children has brought home with their candy bag, okay? Because it will attach to them.
Oh, goodness, yeah, I'll be doing that.
It's real. It's all real stuff. Just that you can't see it, everybody.
Go ahead, Annika.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad that we have that. I didn't grow up with that, so for me it's all been a little strange. I've never really been into it, but I know that the kids get mind controlled by all this because it's all over the place. I saw a comment here, I think it was Tina, when the saints come marching in. It's very interesting lyrics on that one. I actually put them up myself, and I'm not going to read them because it's too much connecting to things that I don't want to be connected to. So no need to go through that. But if you want to look at that, that's absolutely right there. I see your comments, and thanks for sharing. So let's see here where I am again now. Now I kind of went off on a tangent there. So George says he's very drawn to your information, and I saw that winning our ascension, he's mentioning there, and I saw somebody else, oh no, it's George again, asking what are the main points on what should we be working on to get to the true ascension. Maybe you can go through that there's more than one out there, and how do we stay connected to the one that we that is in the light.
Yeah, the first thing you want to do if you want to leave here, and when people normally want to leave here, it's your spirit talking that it's stuck here. Then you want to do the spirit barcode one. So that will almost completely guarantee you to be out of here, because the light will find you once you're hooked up that way. Other than that, it looks for light. And if nobody's here and they went sideways at the time of ascension to a dark side universe, the light's not going to go to the dark side universe to find anything, because it doesn't belong there. It only looks for light. So that's one way to get out of here. Naturally, you may want to do a 2012 clearing to get that off of you. If you've heard about 2012, you can always, I always recommend dropping down to your heart and asking your spirit what you might need. It'll guide you through the website. It just, ask what you may need to do that. The main thing now that I'm running up against here, which I've kind of to get my feet wet in the last couple of years, is clones. So I don't think there's probably any humans on this planet. They're all clones. So my job would be like endless or like almost impossible, because how am I going to save people if they're a clone body? And that's why I'm putting up the clone healing, because the clones would not be able to be saved. In fact, a true clone would have a better chance than people that you see physically here that are not clones. So the cloned energy is from the darkness taking the place of you as the dark side sold your body, or stole your body and stole your soul and put a clone in your place. Now, when you do the mind-to-heart drop, then you are using this small little grain of sand, we'll say, and that's with you of your spirit, then it will expand itself out into your whole body. And so when you do the mind-to-heart drop, you are connecting to that little piece of you. But where's all the rest of it? So that's why the clone healing will be so good to do. And I'll try to get that up within maybe a couple of weeks here. But, that's what people need to have done. If you notice your plant changed, you're going to know that it's going to be quite nice for you to become real again and human, as you're living with the cloned energy. And so if you don't do the clearing, I don't see how anybody on this planet would even have a chance to do the ascension process, because the light does not recognize clones. And that's the whole thing. It would probably have better luck with part of your bones than it would the body itself, because the body does hold frequency of light, and that's what stays here. But you can't bring up a skeleton. So that's kind of where we are right now with what's happening here. And unfortunately, everybody's a replica here. And like your plant was before we did a clearing on it, people may ask, how is it going to stick? Well, yeah, the clones that are with you will be gone. They'll be terminated. And as you keep bringing in more of yourself the little fragments of you, little, you know, microscopic pieces of your spirit and your body back to your skeleton system, then all of a sudden you will start to become more whole. And that's what you need to work on. The other clearings also are a must, because you got to be able to clean out the emotions and stuff. Because, you know, even though you come back here, you're still going to have emotional stuff that is being done to you. So when you do like an emotional clearing, you're clearing the emotions out of what you have with you of light. Doesn't matter if your clone has an emotional problem, because the clone will be terminated once it's gone out of you. It's the problem that you have with your own particular part, a little fragment of you, a little piece of your body and a little piece of your spirit that is used to replicate you, because they're taking your DNA and making you real, but they're doing it from the darkness. And so you want to bring those parts of you back. And that's why we're going to be putting up the clone healing for people. So that's what's basically needed. If you want to get out of here, then, you know, just do the one clearing, do the spirit barcode, and, you know, your spirit will be gone out of here at ascension time. But most people want to have a better life here. And, you know, because you are living your life for whatever time that's going to be, and at some point, you know, you will no longer live here, whether your body dies or maybe you have the ascension time, you know, ready for you. But the main thing is the clearings give you a better life. And they work with what you have in you, which would be that little small piece of who you are. And the Earth Spirit did a lot of work the last couple of days here. The Earth Spirit now is at 80%, so it's very nice. I think I heard a beep there. Is there a beeper on? Somebody out there?
Hi, Ron. This is Chris.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi there. I wanted to call in and talk about the different clone healings that you did at the New Life Expo.
Oh, that's
here
great.
In New York.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
What can you...
So, go ahead.
Yeah. What can you talk about or say about?
Well,
I think you're
most of
the lectures that I had. So, go ahead.
People usually save the biggest thing for last, and I want to open with it. I remember I was at the Strange Life Universe. It must have been like, I don't know, 200 people in the room, and when you were doing the you did a sample of the clone, I don't know what you want to call it, but I guess you call it the clone body termination, not even the disconnection, the clone body termination. And, you know, you're pulling the clones out of people's bodies. And what was funny is at first, you know, the MC guy, he didn't want to let it happen. And he kept trying to stop it from happening. But the guy that runs the whole show was also in attendance. And he
That's
said,
Mark,
go ahead
yeah.
and let Ron do it. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then and I also noticed this, whenever you're commanding the energy on any healing, even if you'll have opposition from other people that may be on a panel or maybe the MC or maybe even an audience member, as soon as you start commanding the energy, everything goes quiet. I always notice that. So that's interesting. So everyone that was on the panel, no one said a word. They just sat there, and I was watching the clones, you know, fly out of their bodies, and it was just interesting. You did a healing on a room with 200 people in it, and, you know, of the volunteers that stood up, most of them said that they felt something. Even people that were sitting down, you know, there was all kinds of gasps and oohs and ahs from the people, and, you know, some people were like, wow, my back is tingling, and oh, I feel warmer, and you know, and then you're like, you said something like, and now you're gonna feel like you're in a fishbowl, and or you're out of the fishbowl, and everyone else. Well, then again, you did the whole room, so maybe everyone just looked at each other and they felt disconnected. I think that was more the consensus of the room. It was just very interesting. I don't think I've ever seen a room with that many people have clones flying out of their bodies. So,
yeah, it was quite something.
Yeah, it really was. As far as the lectures were concerned, every time, let's see, I think you had three or four, I don't remember. But every time you did one, the people that were examples, even the people that didn't feel anything initially, when you first started taking the clones out, you'd get to like number 20 and they still didn't feel anything. After a while, they would say, oh, I feel warmer. It was interesting. There was one lady in particular who was, you know, she's the definition of a skeptic. And she was like, you know, I don't feel any different. Once you got to about maybe like 35 or 40, then she was like, oh, I do feel a little different. I feel warmer, you know? It's so interesting watching people feel differences from your healings because they're so surprised. They go in maybe thinking, you know, what the heck is this guy talking about? Claims to be blah, blah, blah from blah, blah, blah. And he just looks like some weirdo, you know? And then you flick your fingers and they have a physical reaction. It's like remarkable. And you can see that surprised look on their face. It's amazing. So I guess that's all I have to report. Me, myself, every time I always, like, whenever I, like, jerk or something, I'm always like, oh, geez, here we go, you know?
Another one left,
huh? Every time the clones start leaving my body, I'm like, oh, man, really? It's like I already know I'm infested, you know? When it comes to the surface, it's like, poop.
Yeah, another one bites the dust, yeah.
Exactly. So
how did you feel?
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, remember when I took them about halfway out of the bodies? How did that feel?
It feels like they almost feel like cockroaches or something because they're halfway, so they're like arms and legs are dangling, trying to pull back down into your space and reintegrate so they can keep taking your place. That's what they're programmed for, you know. So I always feel like all wriggly, like a cockroach or something on its back, you know, with the legs going really, really quickly. That's what it always feels like to me. It always feels really icky. I deal with it for the information, but it doesn't feel great.
Yeah, I think most people, if not all of them, felt the clone actually coming out from their feet, going up to the top of their head as they got removed out. They always felt it,
yeah.
The waves go through their body from
their feet. And everyone saw the waves as they were coming out. It's interesting. It's like, you know, like you have a space heater, right? And you turn it on, and you have the heat waves around your space heater or whatever during the cold. It's really similar. Like, you just see these, like, waves of light around people when you're counting down. And in the big room on the Strange Universe panel, it was interesting having the heat waves on me and everyone else in the room. You just see, like, heat wave. It's just so interesting, you know? It's not something that you see every day, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Chris.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
So thanks. Oh. I hope that that healing comes up on the on your site soon. I'm sure everyone's going to want to hit it immediately.
Yeah, to become real, of course.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, thanks. Have a good rest of the show.
And,
bye.
Yeah, and there was people, thank you, Chris, and there was people that actually had, two people mentioned that they had problems with pain in their body. One lady had a back pain. The other one, I don't know what they had, maybe a neck or shoulder pain. And when the clones left, so did the pain. So there's a lot more, you know, that's going on. Maybe the clones come into you infected or having some kind of trauma done to them, or maybe they're injured or something. I don't know. But whatever it is, to have people experience the release of pain when the clones leave, that's quite something. So maybe they're giving us all of our illnesses here. Maybe the real body of ours is fine. The clones might be giving us our DNA situations, reading that and stuff, you know, like the orbs do and the jellyfish on top of our head. But anyway, back to you, Annika.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for sharing. And some people are really getting anxious about that clearing, Ron, for you to do that. And I totally understand, and yes, it has been a big month for Ron, so any donations would be great also for being on this show. If you want to sponsor a show, you're able to actually come on and do all your questions on that show. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to kind of get a little bit more of what you want to ask and be on the show. And if you don't want to do it that way, you can just sponsor a show just to help out with this work that Ron is doing. And somebody was actually asking if they could prepay. I think it was Tina. If you can prepay for that clearing already, Ron, can they do that?
I'd rather have it up online first.
All right. That way
I won't have to keep track of maybe who prepay, but that would be a good idea, you know, if you're If you do need to do that, just send me an email, and you can do that that way, too. The clearing is going to be $200, and then in addition, it'll probably run for about a month if you want to do it that way. And then it'll be $250, $50 more for the unlimited usage on it. And like I said, you probably have about 100,000 clones, depending on how many issues you have. But just start writing down. In fact, if you're planning to do the clearing, write down, you know, the major, chapters of your life. We'll say have emotional situations. You know, we know about pain and trauma, anger, fear. There's probably resentment, betrayal, different things like that. And then just start putting underneath that different subcategories, because you don't want to clear the first main one and then work with the subcategories. And I'll probably have it so that you can maybe clear 100 clones at a time there in each particular timeline. And it won't be a real quick clearing to do, naturally, because you're going to be on it for a while, but you're going to be feeling much, much better as the light ship finds the bits and pieces and parts of you out on these timelines to bring you back. And that will stick to your bones, so you're going to be coming more whole each time. It's kind of like being a sculpture of your life here, bringing you back into wholeness. So I heard a beep, I think.
Yeah, I did. Hello, who's out there?
Yeah, I would like some clarification regarding the 80%. Is that 80% integrated into the earth, or is that 80% found and brought back? And then an extension to that.
Good question. Yeah, it almost doubled the energy. That would be 80%. It's not integrated yet, but it's 80% of the spirit. You know, it may take a while to integrate the energy, and then that number may actually decrease somewhat during the integration process. But it did go from 43-44%, something like that, to 80, and that happened. Probably the day before yesterday. So if you felt a change in energy on the planet, that's what it would be, because your spirit now is being freed up more and being able to come back here. For a while, I thought I would be like hopeless, since it stayed at that same number for over a year. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Our
show is probably coming to a close here. I got about 54 after.
Yeah, we're almost at the end. So George had an interesting comment here. So he's saying his wife calls him a clown. Is that a connection to a clone?
I doubt it.
Yeah,
but it could be. It could be something working through you, though, making you like a clown. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you might just see if you have seen any clown movies when you were younger, and maybe those entities that were working through the person being a clown, maybe they came into you and you're clowning around a lot. You know, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying just maybe you might want to look at that possibly. Remember, like attracts like, and you could be bringing something to you. At least probably being a clown would not be too bad, as opposed to something that would be really negative. You know, somebody with an addiction of maybe drinking or hard drugs or something, or even smoking, because those are all entity-based. You do an entity clearing, and you specify what you want to work with, and more than likely you can get rid of a lot of those addictions for smoking and maybe drug abuse or something, because they're going to be with you. You really can't do anything on the different like 12-step programs, because they don't know about entities typically, and you have to get them released out of your body. If you don't get them released, they will recycle, and you could use your force of will, which you do have, but the entities will still probably want to have a drink. But maybe if you don't drink for a year, maybe you might be okay, because they'll leave you and go to somebody else. But yeah, if you're, having a problem, entities are what you want to start with. Even a physical problem with your body, maybe you just got diagnosed with something. Well, just by having that diagnostic testing and going into seeing somebody to do that, those entities are probably in that office. And once they tell you what your situation is, then they're going to come into you too. So it gets to be even worse. So you do want to do a clearing for entities with physical problems too. So back to you, Annika.
All right. Last question. Maybe we have time to answer, Marcy. For surgery, what is the best clearing to do for surgery?
Entities. Do entities first. Get entities out of your body. That could even be causing your problem. You want to do a clearing to make sure that the doctor or staff that's doing something to you is going to be the real ones that took the schooling to do that process. Because you don't want to have an entity come into them to play doctor, okay? So I would recommend that. And also do a space clearing on the room if you're going to go into an operation or something, because that same room could be used for many things. Or other people with that same problem that you're dealing with. And all those energies can come right into your body because they're floating around in that room waiting to attach to you. Remember, they want to deal with the same type of energy. So that's the way it is. So I would do that, a space clearing.
Okay.
And entity clearing for the doctors and nurses if you're having that done. And also find out, if you can, what room you're going into, or bring your computer with for recovery.
Great
idea.
So
back to you, Annika.
Okay, so before we say goodbye today, I just wanted to mention that the intensives are coming up November 13th, 20th, and 27th. That's the 8-hour healing intensives when Ron is on the phone with us, and you can be absentee. You can listen in for the whole 8 hours. It's on Sundays. And if you can't be there, if you have other things to do, you can also be absentee. It will still work. And more about that is also on the website. There's also the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call, which is such a great thing to do for all of us to get more prepared for the upcoming true ascension. And I can definitely recommend all that. And George, you might not want to stay. I see that you say some people might want to stay and help people here, but it might actually be a really good thing to get out while we can.
Yeah, if you want to get on the email list, I think on the right side of the website, we only send out a couple emails a month about what we're doing as far as special healing. So if not on the email list, you may just want to go in there and get yourself on the email list. And I think we sent out an email this morning. So if you did not get an email, then get on the list, and we'll be sending one out probably in about a week. So I guess I'll say thank you, Annika, for being on today.
Thank you.
And
thank
everybody,
you,
have maybe do some clearings for your children, or if you have anything happening around you. Who knows? Maybe you're next to some kind of location that's having a big event, and those little ghosts and goblins are in that room, and they may want to visit you. So remember, the walls have no boundary. So they can walk through walls and attach to you. So you may want to do a space clearing. So blessings, everybody. Not to put you into fear, but you all know what it's about. You don't want to have any attachments done to you. So catch you later, everybody. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Annika.